Visiting Teaching Message. The Gospel of Jesus Christ teaches the eternal potential of the children of God. Teach the scriptures and quotations that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Bear testimony of the doctrine. Invite those you teach to share what they have felt and learned. What is my eternal potential? Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. A woman's richest rewards will come as she rises to fulfill her destiny as a devoted daughter of God. To all faithful saints he has promised thrones, kingdoms, principalities, glory, immortality, and eternal lives. See Romans chapter 2, verse 7, Doctrine and Covenants, section 75, verse 5, section 128, verses 12 and 23, and section 132, verse 19. That is the potential for women in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It is exalting, everlasting, and divine. Woman of Infinite Worth, Ensign, November 1989, page 22. Julie B. Beck, Relief Society General President. Oh, that every girl and woman would have a testimony of her potential for eternal motherhood. Female roles did not begin on earth, and they do not end here. A woman who treasures motherhood on earth will treasure motherhood in the world to come, and where her treasure is, there will her heart be also. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. By developing a mother heart, each girl and woman prepares for her divine, eternal mission of motherhood. A Mother Heart, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 76. What can help me reach my eternal potential? Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. God expresses His love for us by providing the guidance we need to progress and reach our potential. He who knows most about us, our potential, and our eternal possibilities has given us divine counsel and commandments in His instruction manuals, the Holy Scriptures. God's Love for His Children, Ensign, May 1988, page 59. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. The purpose of God's creations and of His giving us life is to allow us to have the learning experience necessary for us to come back to Him, to live with Him in eternal life. That is only possible if we have our natures changed through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, true repentance, and making and keeping the covenants He offers all of His Father's children through His Church. Education for Real Life, Ensign, October 2002, page 16. President John Taylor, 1808 to 1887. Our main object is eternal lives and exaltations. Our main object is to prepare ourselves, our posterity, and our progenitors for thrones, principalities, and powers in the eternal worlds, that they and we might be prepared, having fulfilled the measure of our creation on the earth, to associate with the intelligences that exist in the eternal worlds, be admitted again to the presence of our Father, whence we came, and participate in those eternal realities which mankind, without revelation, know nothing about. We are here for that purpose. We are building temples for that purpose. We are receiving endowments for that purpose. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, John Taylor, Melchizedek Priesthood and Relief Society Course of Study, 2001, pages 8 to 9. Doctrine and Covenants, section 78, verse 18. Be of good cheer, for I will lead you along. The kingdom is yours, and the blessings thereof are yours, and the riches of eternity are yours. End of Visiting Teaching Message. The Gospel of Jesus Christ teaches the eternal potential of the children of God.